Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I'm Becca Tobin here with Kelty Knight and Jack Vanek.
Yo.
What's up?
Yo. I'm just happy to be here with you guys.
Did you up your meds? You're so happy today.
And you seem kind of chill.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Nothing. I'm just trying to be a better person.
I'm not saying it's better or worse. I'm just saying, like...
Well, you bitch.
A little bit more.
I mean, I like you... I personally like you better like this, but I'm not saying that it's better in general.
There's just a shift, but it probably will shift back.
Yeah, shift back. I think I've just been stressed, but I'm good now.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's good. Are you stressed? What are your stress levels?
I mean, with the show, my stress levels are that
really
are
tell
that
us that
high. They're at an all time high.
Yeah, me too. My psoriasis is really acting up.
Oh my god,
it's really flaring up. That's how I know when I'm really stressed.
I know when I'm having just like a meltdown every 2 days. So.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. Okay, well, what?
Is
it time for just bad week?
It's called bad week. Bad week.
It's time for
good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh no.
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I'm very quick. Bad week. I pulled a Jacqueline Vanek.
Do you know how to pronounce my last name?
Yes.
Vanek.
I was in the morning brushing my teeth. Guess what? I brushed them with?
Monistat.
Skin food. My favorite Weldita skin hand cream that I put all over my body.
The green one?
The green one that I always talk about. $12. It's like precious metal to me. I put it on my toothbrush and put it in my mouth, and it was creamy and not minty at all.
How long did it take to get out of your mouth?
Like a lot, and I had to throw away the toothbrush because it's so oily.
Yeah.
It like never left.
Well, the thing I love about skin food is it's so thick that like I cannot imagine having it on your teeth and then not being able to get it off.
It's brutal.
It was a lot of things. Good week. So do you remember a couple episodes ago we were talking about Lil Toe? I think it was a quickie and we're like, he just dresses up in a toe costume.
Yeah, Lil Toe.
Lil Toe hit me up on Instagram.
Okay, you say it's Lil.
Lil Toe.
Lil Toe.
Lil.
Lil. Not Lil.
Little.
No.
Lil Toe.
Yeah, good job.
Lil Toe hit me up on Instagram.
What did he say to you?
And he said, I'm not scary, I'm nice.
Oh my god. Here's the thing, he wears a mask all the time.
Which is scary.
And then he also...
Exhibit A, scary.
Also wears a foot costume. Terrifying.
Exhibit B. So, I don't know about you, Lil Toe, but it was sweet that he wrote me, so...
He also poses with guns in his pictures all the time.
There's no way.
About guns all the time.
I know. It's not... What? It's really not my demographic.
It's scary.
But I guess he listens to the Lady Gang podcast, which is fine.
Didn't you
boys
reply
too? I mean, a little bit, but I'm not going to bring that up right now again. okay, who's next?
Wait, I'm sorry. I have a question. How old is he?
Well, I have no idea. Where's Mask?
All of those rappers are probably like 20 years old. Because they're all from YouTube. They all have the face tats. They're all in the same probably little age gap.
The like age gap that is making big time errors with their face tattoos. Yeah. Such a mistake. Just remember me in 2000. Everyone had a tramp stamp. I got a tramp stamp. What do I have now?
A tramp stamp. But at least it's on your back. Also, I don't know if Lil Toe has face tattoos because he always wears a mask. That's I just assume he does.
Oh, you just made this up?
No, Lil Xan has face tattoos. Lil Toe, I just went down a K-hole and found him, but he always wears a mask.
How many followers does Lil Toe have?
A lot.
More than me.
I think he has like 200,000, but he gets like 20,000 likes, which is more than me.
Damn. Okay, who's next, Jack?
I'll go. My good week is bleak. I haven't watched a movie literally since Jurassic World, the first one, so like four years.
What's wrong with you?
I don't watch movies. I just...
What do you do when you're making out with boys on your couch?
Watching like Arrested Development.
Weird.
That would not turn me on.
It turns me on. I love that show.
I mean, I love the show, but like it does not get me.
I just can't focus on a movie. I can focus on like 10 hours of TV, but for some reason a movie is just takes way too much energy from me. But I watched a movie on the plane coming home the other day and it was so good. It was Love, Simon. Have you guys seen
it?
It is the cutest movie.
Oh, with Jennifer Garner?
Yeah, and Josh Duhamel.
Wait.
It is so freaking
cute.
It's
so cute.
Like the little coming of age story of the kid that was gay and he was like too scared to tell his parents.
Yeah.
It was so good.
By the way, Josh Duhamel, so underrated as an actor.
He was really good.
We just think of him as a hot guy.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, he was pretty fantastic.
He needs to get more credit for his acting abilities.
He's great.
Not
and
just his cute, handsome
he's
face.
Still is just so hot. Okay, that's my good week. My bad week is I came across this app through like an Instagram ad or something.
Right.
And it's called The Body App. And it is the scariest thing I've ever seen because it's like Facetune. But for your body, you can literally make your boobs bigger. Like, it's not like you have to, like, kind of move them around. There's, like, a boob part of it that just grows your boobs. It grows your butt. It gives you abs. Like, you can completely change your body by, like, pressing little buttons. And it scares me.
I can't wait to try it.
That sounds like a good time.
It scares me. Okay. This is how people start going down.
I felt so much better when I saw J-Lo's before and after on Celeb Face from the VMAs. Because I was like, J-Lo's so perfect. Even in real life, she's just gorgeous.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
And the fact that she made her waist smaller.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that J-Lo's sitting there being like, I need to Facetune. I'm like, we're all...
It's so weird for somebody like her, though, that like grew up in a time
before
it as a celebrity. And it's like, you just didn't do that. You're like, oh, I photoshopped on a magazine. But like, in real life,
weird.
It's whatever.
It's Homer City.
Ugh.
Anyways.
Great. Body app.
Can't
Here's my good
it.
Week. It's going to uplift all your spirits.
Can't wait.
You know, for a while you could mute people's stories. So like
yes.
you could follow people and then just like if they annoyed you in story, you just muted them.
Mm-hmm.
You can now mute their posts.
Oh, I know.
It was
amazing.
Exciting. Because have you noticed that the most annoying people that you really want to unfollow are going to notice that you unfollowed them because they're those people?
Well, and it's also the people.
The thirsty, needy people.
Would I
mute you? No.
You're not bad. But it's also the people that
I'm bad.
Jack I'm like, man. God, they're so annoying. But I'm going to go to their profile. I'm going to click on all their posts and see how annoying they are. And then they show up at the
like
top of my Instagram feed.
Hate watching.
I hate follow people.
I know.
But it's friends.
No, I know. No, I recently muted now I never even see them.
Mm-hmm.
And it says I'm following them. But like, holy shit, I didn't realize how annoying those people were until they weren't in my life anymore. And suddenly I like didn't cringe every time I started to scroll through Instagram that I might run into like one of those people who triggered that annoying whatever.
Yeah. It is amazing.
It's so good.
I've been using it on everybody.
Bad week. I lost another boop acting job.
Boop.
Still unemployed.
Boop, boop.
I was up when I say to the final just two girls, the final two, and I didn't get it.
Mm. Do you know who did?
I do know who got it.
Is it somebody that I would know?
Is it some?
I don't know.
Like, is it a well-known person?
I'm not gonna. Tell you, okay?
Well, no,
or
I'm not
any of you listeners when you send me notes,
or is it
like
a no name?
It's not a no name. It's like a my kind of name.
Okay.
Like a, I know who she is from being in the business. She probably like whatever. Doesn't matter.
Is
she got
blonde?
The job.
Does she look like
no,
you?
No, she did. She's not blonde.
Oh.
But she is talented and
good
cute and beautiful. Good for her. But you know that feeling? Like I would almost rather be in like the top 500 instead of the top two.
Yeah.
It's like
at they Miss, had a it's choice like between Miss America you and her, and they're like, not her.
It's like when you're standing there and they're announcing who's getting the crown.
It's Columbia.
It's not me.
Yeah.
And that's like,
yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. So, oh, that's it.
Oh, well.
Trials and tribulations of Becca Tobin. Check out my IMDb. It's the same as it was last year.
Boop. I like it when you say boop. I think boop should be our new thing for like
for something that really sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I lost another boop acting job.
Or something like really serious and shitty.
Yeah. Well, what's coming up is going to make all of us feel better and more confident. And we're not going to have any more boop moments. Or we will, but we're going to feel better about them.
Yes, we are. Okay, bye.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Our guest today graduated from Clark University. She's closed deals worth $55 million and has held major positions like VP and EVP of sales for multi-million dollar companies. And during this time, Heather also launched her personal brand to empower women and give them insight and tips that she had longed for as a young professional. She was recognized as a Glass Ceiling Award winner and as one of the most influential women in radio in 2017 before her unexpected termination. So she was faced with a choice. Do you go back to your comfort zone or do you take a leap of faith and pursue her passion to elevate other women using the tricks and tools she herself used to get ahead? Well, you know what she chose. She's written a book called Boss in Heels, and she's here to teach us all her tricks. Please welcome to the Lady Gang, Heather Monahan.
Woo!
Welcome.
Thank you
impressive
for having me.
Bio.
We're so excited to have you. And like, I spend so many weeks on your site that now I'm like, I'm fully professional. I'm so inspired. I know the top 10 things that I should be using on my hair and what I need to wear to work. Like, I've pulled it all together. So I'm so excited for the girls because the truth is, and we talk about this often, is that not every single person that listens to our podcast wants to go to Hollywood and be an actress or a podcaster. There's so many of our girls that are working in corporate America that are feeling uncomfortable with the different things going on. So we're so happy to have you. So first of all, tell us a little bit of your story.
So I grew up poor. I faced a lot of adversity in my life, and I really lacked confidence for the majority of my life. And for me, figuring out that that was really holding me back was a pivotal moment. And then realizing, okay, I was able to get ahead at work. I was able to do – how did I do these things? And really sitting down and laying it out. And then realizing the reason why I can overcome adversity is I know the levers to pull. I know the you know, actions to take to really build my confidence back up when it dips, because everybody's dips.
Yeah.
And for me, a big dip moment was getting fired July 27th, 2017. And in that moment, just deciding, okay, I'm petrified and scared to death. However, this is a great opportunity to go out on my own, and here I am today.
Do you know why you got fired?
Well, I have my opinion. I'm sure the woman who did it has hers. I can tell you what she said. I worked for this company for 14 years. I was the chief revenue officer, and I had done an amazing job. I had been promoted 3 times. I was at the highest level you can get other than CEO. The CEO I had worked for all of that time became ill. He stepped down and he elevated his daughter. And she and I had always been on opposite spectrum. You know, she was on the financial side. I was on the revenue generation side. Uh-huh. She was more of an introvert. I'm more extroverted. So we were always opposites, but it was never a problem. Mm-hmm. And I just assumed she's a smart lady. Of course, she'll want to keep me on. I do a great job. Well, when she finally got a handle on things, I got the call. She brought me in and said, we no longer need your position, and therefore we no longer need you. You can sign this memo that says Heather Monahan's been fired, or you can sign this one that says Heather Monahan, beloved employee, mm-hmm. has pursuing her own blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But with that, I was going to have to sign a release that I would never speak about her or my experiences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was when I left. So I believe that she fired me because she was intimidated by me. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there's women out there that don't elevate and support other women. We all know that, mm-hmm. right? So I had the opportunity to remove that villain from my life. And literally with her being gone, so much good happened for me and so much positive showed up within 30 days that it was game changing.
Yeah. Wow. And this happened super recent. This
was
last year.
A little bit over a year ago.
Wow.
Damn. Okay. So one of your things, you have this thing, the Monahan method, I guess.
Yes.
It's like the things that you follow. So one of the things that I wanted to start with is something that touches close to home for me. And you talk about the fraud mindset. I've always felt like everyone's like, oh my God, congratulations, girl, you're killing it. And then I go home and I'm like, I'm such a fraud. I have fooled everyone. Mm-hmm. They are idiots. I am, you know, I don't deserve any of it. So is that what you're talking about? And how do we get over that?
Yeah, that's a great example. And also just to that point, because people say that to me too, you're killing it. I'm like, really? Does killing it mean that I'm working 20 hours a day and killing myself? Yes. Yeah. Okay, then
like,
I am
I'm killing it.
Excellent. But, you know, they only see the cover of the podcast or, you know, they just see those moments and think it's really easy, which we all know it's not. So, the fraud mindset's alive and real. And if people aren't aware of it, it hasn't been articulated the way that you just did for them. But it's a real thing that I questioned myself when I became VP. Oh, my gosh, am I really able to do this? I don't. It's a stretch. Then I went to EVP. Can I do it? Then I went to Chief Revenue. Same thing. Now I'm in this lane. Can I be an author? I don't know. Am I good enough in English? You know, all these doubts come into your mind. And most recently, an MBA player reached out to me on LinkedIn. He had read my book and he said, there's one point of difference between being a good player in the MBA or a great one. Mm-hmm. And it's confidence. And he said, I'd really like it if you could meet with me. And that was my fraud mindset point was, okay, well, I know I wrote a book, but now I'm going to advise people that make $15 million a year that are on TV and have endorsement. I'm a fraud. What if I can't help him? And it was that same moment you just explained, you know, for me, it just happened a month ago. And I decided I'm going to show up. I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm petrified that I am a fraud. But the fact that I pulled the trigger and showed up was a confidence building moment for me. And I saw a 24-year-old young kid clutching my book. And in that moment, I realized I'm not a fraud. He's looking for something to help him. And I do know how to help him. And I listened to him and we talked about how it was so intimidating to be at the foul line and have everyone in the world looking at you. And I said, they're not looking at you. And he said, what do you mean? You don't know. You're not in the MBA. And I said, great point. However, I'm a professional speaker, and I used to think everyone was looking at me. They're looking at their flipping phone. They're not. No, that's the challenge is to get people to look at you
and engage with you. Who's she going to say they're looking at?
They're looking at their phones. They're looking at their phone or the Instagram or texting the sitter or trying to figure out dinner later.
Yeah.
And he said, are you sure? I said, yeah, because I've been to your games, and I'm not
like
watching.
I barely even know who you are.
I'm doing the bathroom break, buddy. Sorry, it's not happening. So I knew that I was able to give him a different perspective that experience shared with me that allowed me to squash that fraud mindset.
Wow.
God, that's
awesome. Okay, so many of us have to live our lives emailing in our business. And you had this amazing blog post, actually. Your blog's great, too.
You are literally a stalker, by the way. But
I know. She is.
And I'm trying to remember what it is that I wrote.
Okay. Well, you talked about execute with email and, like, some tips on how to write a good email and how it be cohesive and clean. And so what are your tips for – because we do have to do all these I'm a terrible emailer. I'm a cold cunty bitch on email. And, like, it's a real fail of mine.
This is a big opportunity.
Jack doesn't email at all. She's a – I mean –
yes, I do. God.
Jack emails one. Slow, italic email that ends with like a small cheers emoji.
At least my signature is pink. It's cute.
Yeah. Okay.
That's cool. I like that idea.
So what are your thoughts on this like world that we have to live in? Execute with email.
To me, the biggest challenge is being heard, separating yourself, right? Because whoever you're emailing is getting hundreds, if not thousands of emails a day. So I'm all about who is that person you're reaching out to? Mm-hmm. Do your homework on them, right? One time I was trying to get a meeting with a guy in the government and he would not respond to me. Nothing. So I researched his name and found out he had a crest, an Irish crest. I'm Irish. So I Googled his crest. I don't know what my crest is. I found it and I sent in the email both of our crests next to each other. And I said, this is amazing how similar your crest and mine are. I'm so proud of my Irish heritage.
Oh, my God.
And I got a phone call back within an hour because opened the email up and read it and saw that I had found that point of connection with him.
Right.
Sometimes people won't respond to an email. I send a life-size cutout of myself to their office and people pee their pants. pants laughing and call me back. So it's like, how are you?
We need to start doing that.
You have to separate yourself, guys. You know, you have to be unique.
Kelty's
making
it down.
A note.
It's so cheap to do
well,
that.
Well, it also helps that you're very beautiful. So yeah, people probably are like, shit, I can't believe I ignored this hot woman for so long.
True. Yeah, they're that's just true. Like another email, and then they get the cutout. They're like,
what do you think would happen if we sent a cutout of this exact moment that's happening
oh,
right now?
Oh, God.
It would be epic. I think it would be real.
Becca in her, and like, flannel. Perfect.
I would love that you would do that.
Wait, that's
amazing.
What we should do to get guests to come on the show.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
We should send them cardboard cutouts.
Why not? But don't stop there. Like, think, just open your mind to how's another way that I can cut through this clutter and,
that
you know,
is a
come
big
up with
way.
Another pivot.
That is a
that's
big
great.
Way. That is our way that we're going to do it.
That's very cool.
It's so
such
on
a
brand.
Good idea. And then, like, maybe one, like, head, and it just says, this could be you. And
yes.
You, like, put your head in.
Then
yes.
I would do things like, if someone won't call me back, I'll leave Mission Impossible music. So that you know they're going to stay on. What are you going to say? And then you say, like, this message is going to self-destruct. Oh. You've got 30 seconds to act. And then I tell them whatever crazy thing I'm going to tell them. People die laughing at this stuff.
That's good.
Everyone's in your boring day.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to show up
and
be
like,
unique.
Who is this
that's
wacko?
Amazing.
But they call back.
Yeah.
I love
that's
that.
So good.
Oh, it's
one
incredible.
Of the things that you said, like how to get hired for a job, follow up, follow up, follow up.
For sure.
It's true.
And that's with you getting your podcast guests, too. It's no different.
Yeah. I know, but it's like not a lot of people do this. You feel like, well, didn't you get my email? You wrote them once. Like, I throw away the first draft of most emails that come to mm-hmm. me. You know what I mean? Like, if a publicist wants me to do something with them, I need like at least three before I'll notice that they're alive. So,
but people will send an email, and especially if you feel like you're a little bit timid or a little bit insecure, you're just going to be like, oh, okay, well, I guess
I sent it. They didn't want it.
I tried.
Then you're going to be like everyone else.
Right.
If success was easy, everybody would have it. You know, the point of differentiation is about the follow-up and about saying, wow, this is not a fail. This is an opportunity. I bet this poor guy missed my email. I've got to get right back out there again and get in front of him. That's my job.
Poor guy.
I have
to
think.
But what do you say about
I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, I really do, though. I really do. I'm not kidding. I really feel. And you should feel bad if someone doesn't get on the show and be like, oh my gosh, I got to get in front of them.
So they just must
true.
Have not
we
seen
are
going to
improve their careers by coming on the show.
Exactly. It's a gift to them.
Like,
you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Here's my, so like when I try, I don't have much like tenacity when it comes to like reaching out to people. And because I always feel like I'm going to be such a burden because I know how I feel when I get those mm-hmm. emails. And I know how I feel when I just don't have the time. And I just never want to be on the other end of that. So it's like, how do you get past that? I get so hung up on that.
Well, that's not up to you. It's not your decision to make for someone else. You can't decide they feel like you.
Right.
You need to give them the opportunity. And it's not fair, frankly, for you to do that.
Yeah.
So I really try to look at it that way. It's not up to me to make a decision for someone else.
Right.
It's up to them to make that decision. However, if they don't hear the opportunity, it's not fair. That, you know, that's an epic fail. So
I guess
it's your job.
I guess you have to feel like your opportunity that you're giving them
is
worth
good.
Than hearing.
Of course
like
it is.
Maybe that comes back down to the confidence of
that's
it all.
It
like,
is.
Oh,
that's exactly what it is.
But it's like, what are you going to get? A no, maybe. Like, nobody's going to be like, you're being a freak by reaching. Well, you might. But
yeah, I don't know.
But for majority, you won't. Like, you either won't get a response or you'll get a polite no.
Yeah. But that's where we're so different is that you, I think, I'm putting words in your mouth, but I think like say there's like 5 events in Hollywood 1 week and we're not going to go to any of them.
Mm-hmm.
You would rather them not annoy you with inviting so that you didn't have to be like, Jesus Christ, I'm not going to your stupid f-ing event. Where I am like, I just want to be invited and be able to say no to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
It's like you don't even want to get invited. You just want people to leave you the f- alone.
I do.
And for me, I'm like, I want to know everything that's going on. I'm not going. I'm not leaving my house. But like,
you
I
want to
just be invited.
So you're just a more grateful version.
No, I don't think
it is. No, she wants the attention, but she wants to turn it down.
Right. Right.
No, that's the difference.
But I don't get the love out of turning it down. But like, I always want to be on the list.
Yeah. List.
You know what I mean? Where you like could care less if you're on the list. You're like, I'm fine.
Do I have a Hollywood party? Sounds like a nightmare.
I have a question, another question. So I have a friend who's interviewing right now for jobs. And I think that she's very hung up on not having the experience. And I keep being like, that's how you get the experience is like by going up to that next rung, like reaching for the next ring. And I think that women especially like struggle with this putting ourselves in a box and talking about all the reasons why we don't deserve to get whatever mm-hmm. that job is or all the reasons they're going to tell us we shouldn't have the job. And it's like you want to give your friends the confidence boost and you want to say all the right things. But it's like, what do you say to somebody who just doesn't really feel like it's their position, you know?
So there's some people that don't like don't want to jump like that. You know what I mean? Like they're just
they
scared.
Want to, but they're scared.
They're scared. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because the majority of men believe you learn along the way, where
yes.
women think if I don't have the experience, I'm not actually ready for that opportunity, right? And
yes.
Mm-hmm. And we're holding ourselves back because right. of that, you know, way of thinking. However, there's always something unique about anyone. And if, you know, you tell your friend the fact that you're a woman, you're going to see things differently. Mm-hmm. You're going to notice opportunities, perception. You're going to have such a different take on everything. If you don't bring that to the forefront, you're failing yourself. That yeah. And you're failing that potential company. Again, the company is the one that's going to win if she gets hired. And she's really got to believe in that. Also, whatever she focuses on is what she's going to create. Mm-hmm. So if she's focused on, here's why I'm not going to get the job.
Yeah.
Okay, applause. You're not getting the job
yeah.
and good for you. Mm-hmm. But instead, let's write down why you're going to get it. You have a fresh perspective. You have a new take on things. You're an innovator. You're creative. And own those powerful words. Write them down and become them and practice.
Yeah.
Ask people in your life who are close to you, what's special and unique about me? And see how you feel when you listen to the messages you get back from people. Write those things down.
Yeah.
Think about another time you thought you couldn't do something and you did it and you lived, you survived, mm-hmm. and use that as leverage and fact that this one's going to work as well.
Right.
Such good advice.
I love that.
Wait, I have a question for you now.
Yeah.
Does everyone tell you look like Reese Witherspoon?
A lot of people, yes.
Oh, my God. Do you know her?
I've never thought about that.
I don't. I've never actually seen her in person.
Hello, Sunshine. Hello, Sunshine.
Don't tell us now. Don't tell us now. Okay, we'll discuss later.
That's amazing.
Off there.
Also, she said no to coming on our television show, but we still love her.
Thus
She's
far.
Very
thus
busy.
So far.
Yes.
We're going to
so
ask.
We're going to follow
yeah.
up. We're
going to
follow
should
up.
Should we all yes. send cardboard cutouts?
Yes.
You should.
Definitely. And be like,
come on, twin.
I'm requesting you.
I think the last thing she would want to see is like her, but not as old.
You can't decide for other people. If someone that looked like me sent a cutout and said, I'm your mini-me, I would be obsessed with them.
She is
okay, great.
Teaching us
doing
the way.
It.
Cardboard cutouts.
One of the things you also talked about was having this like quiet confidence, and I think that not everyone is a us where you're like, la, look at me, I am great.
I'm not like that.
No one is you. Clearly,
it's just you.
Mine's
just
fake.
You.
One time, my boss said to me, she's like, you know, not everyone. You're like, you're so confident, and I was like, I literally cry in my car on the way home every day. It's like so fake. But anyway,
you're just loud.
I'm just obnoxious.
So okay. many people confuse loud.
For confidence. Yeah. Yeah. But what do you think, like, what do you make of quiet confidence and how do you present that if you're not like a super boastful, like, I'm so great? Like, how do you still get ahead if confidence is the key?
So I have a lot of experience with that because when I was younger, I lacked confidence and I used the mask known as loud, obnoxious, overly competitive, you know, vying for attention everywhere I went. And people believed that was confidence. However, I really knew the truth, right? Mm-hmm. I went home and cried and said, this whole thing is fake and I'm going to fall apart. So as I grew older, I learned the more I take that mask off and step into who I really am and show up wearing ripped jeans, even though everyone told me not to, and decide to go out on my own, even though everyone told me not to, the more I listen to my inner voice, act on my intuition, and really become who I am and own it, flaws and all, the more I'm able to have not only real confidence, but a confident play that doesn't, I don't need to be the loudest in the room. And oftentimes, it's much more powerful being the one that remains silent.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't look at me, bitches.
Still water runs deep.
Another thing you say, I just have two more that I want to touch on, is learn to love listening. Why is that so important?
Well, I have an entire career and background in sales, and listening is everything because when you are attempting to bring someone on your podcast, we need to know so much about them to figure out why it makes sense for them to be here. You know, so the power comes from understanding other people in order to get what you want, because then you can put those point of connections together and make sense and relate to others. But without that knowledge, without hearing others and listening to them, you have no advantage.
Sales is interesting to me because we obviously they sell podcast ads on our podcast, but like we're not selling that. And every time like a brand comes to us and is like, we want to work together, I'm like, and I get a hive because it's like, it's just such an uncomfortable thing for me as a, like, I'm just uncomfortable around the ask for money and like, let me sell you some stuff. So how did you like, such an interesting career,
oh,
right?
You need
it's
to.
It's so impressive.
Well, everybody's in sales.
It takes
you guys.
A specific type of person though, to like
true.
Really be good at sales.
Mm-hmm.
it can be learned. I mean, there are strategies like anything. And I really, truly believe sales is an element that everyone needs. It's a life skill. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to sell your husband on why you should go out to dinner tonight, I'm going to help you do that. Or do you want to let him sell you on why you should go make dinner? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Sales is everywhere in your life. In every exchange, someone is sold.
Yes, Heather, but $55 million worth of money is like a little bit more than like selling my husband on not making dinner. You know what I mean?
It's the same strategies that apply,
really?
Though. Of course. And it all comes with baby steps. The more you realize you're developing success and practicing something and honing in on that skill and that art, the better you get, the more you can go for that larger opportunity and start believing that you can actually accomplish it. You have to believe wholeheartedly in what you're selling. Otherwise, other people are going to sense mm-hmm. that and know. And, you know, making it up, maybe when your podcast first started and you didn't really believe all in yet, mm-hmm. maybe you had trepidation. People sense that, mm-hmm. you know, so you've got to believe 100% in what you're doing, what you're selling, and the value you bring to the table. And then you need to connect those dots as to why it makes sense for that other person. And then you just need to ask for the order.
Do you have like one hack? I mean, I know you have 100, but like, what's your like for all of our realtor sales, like ladies trying to MLM us on Facebook? Like, what is
even
your,
the like girls hack? Doing the Rodan and Fields? Like, it's like they're women are crushing it in sales right now.
Right. So, what's your like hack?
Yeah.
What do you have one tip?
So, closing is typically what people struggle the most with. Mm-hmm. So I try to give people a softer close because they feel more comfortable at first and it will allow you to build up some practice. So giving someone a choice is a great way to potentially close someone. You could say something like this. Would Friday delivery work better or is Saturday a better day for you? And that allows that person to engage and say, well, actually, Friday, now they're accepting that they were just sold on something.
Right. Oh. And it's like their decision, it's kind
their
of.
Decision.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that makes people feel a little bit more comfortable. If you're calling someone for the podcast, is October the best month for you to come on, or does November work better for your schedule?
Oh, shit.
Interesting. Hmm.
Do you consult for businesses?
No.
Damn it.
I have
not
zero
yet.
Interest. I have zero interest.
Really? Are you sure? Look how cute we are. Hey,
don't make it.
We're
not friends at all.
Hey.
For us.
Yeah. I mean, for anyone. Wink, wink. Last thing. Work-life balance. This is something that women mm-hmm. struggle with. And like, what are your tips? What are your thoughts on it?
Oh, my gosh. No one nails that. Yeah, of course you can have it all, whatever all means to you. But, you know, anytime I'm out here in L.A. right now, I'm away from my son. Mm-hmm. However, I try to be very transparent with him and talk to him about how proud I am of myself and what I'm building and share the real authentic side of what I'm doing so that while he's sad I leave, he's also cheering me on back at home. So I'm able to, you know, you walk away from one part of your life to dive into another, and it's about how can you make sure there's meaning all the way around. Now, if he gets hurt or something happens with him, obviously my priority is I drop what I'm doing and I go mm-hmm. I go to wherever he is. But I've also learned, because I've traveled so much because of business, I've been gone when he got hurt in a soccer game, and it created an amazing opportunity that I didn't realize at the time. Another mother sat and took care of him because I wasn't there, and it was so cool for me to learn and for him to learn. There isn't just one person he can rely on. There's a lot of good people in the world. Mm. And he saw firsthand that day, Mom, you weren't there, but so-and-so's mom was, and she took great care of me. Well, and it was a really right. meaningful story and moment for me.
It probably made you feel better, too.
It did, of course.
You're like the tribe, honey.
Yeah, step it up, ladies. I need you.
The book is incredible, apparently.
NBA players are even reading it, ladies, so get on board.
What do you hope that everyone kind of takes away from it, and what was the inspiration? You know, you have this radical change in your life, and you're like, I'm going to write a book of all my tricks, tips, and how to do this. But what do you hope people learn from it?
I hope people learn that adversity is just something that's going to happen, and it's up to you to find the solution and plow through it. You know, you can either let everything in your life stop you and hold you back, or you can get really creative and find ways to jump over it and just keep going. And I hope that people know no circumstance can't not be changed. You can change and create whatever future you want if you're willing to take those steps. And again, it's not easy. But there is a very specific plan and strategy to it. And I just want everyone to have those skills and that knowledge.
No pressure, but can we have a book to give away on our Instagram?
Of course.
Our girls are gonna love this.
They're gonna love this.
It's like the most relatable, relevant thing that I think that we've ever had on the podcast.
Well, do you know what? The reason why I believe that it is so relatable, I chose to write a story or share my lowest moments in my life and how I learned to build confidence from them. Conversely, a lot of people write about why you should do this and this. It's more preachy. Yeah. Mine is not preachy. If anything, it would shift more to self-deprecating and, you know, vulnerability, which I think that's what makes it really unique.
Yeah.
I love that. And if you can't wait right now, go on Amazon or go online, pick up Confidence Creator. It's very cute. You're looking chic as f*** on the cover, too.
So good.
So good. Okay, when we come back, Heather's going to help you fix your life.
Hey, ladies! Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back. So this part of the podcast, we have all of our listeners write in their most burning questions, and they need desperate advice. So you're the most knowledgeable person that I think we've ever had on the podcast. So
I also want to say I curated the first two questions based on your expertise.
Yeah.
I did put thought process into
these. Pretty relevant. Okay. So question one comes from people-pleasing Polly Pocket. She says, I'm in a newly created area of my company, and as a result, I am on a new team and a new department. There's a group of women within my department, not on my team, that, to be blunt, are catty. Unfortunately, I have to work with them on several projects, so I've tried playing the new card, and I thought I'd kill them with kindness by reaching out to meet for coffee and get to know them, with no success. There are only three other people on my immediate team, but I'm the only girl and the youngest by about 10 plus years, but they don't seem to be dealing with the same issues. I'm a people pleaser by nature, but it's almost to a fault because this is killing me. The way they're acting to me makes me think that they either believe my job isn't needed or that I'm not good enough for my job. It's just frustrating, and I don't know how to get over it. Plus, I'm 30s, and I hate that I'm even worrying about this kind of crap.
She needs the book. I'm so excited for her to get Confidence Creator. So, number one, you need to fire villains from your life. And when you can't, you need to create boundaries. So those are very clear villains that she's allowing to get in her head.
I love calling it villains.
Yeah. They are. That's what, let's call a spade a spade. That's what it is, right?
I love that.
So the way that I want her to approach this is, number one, these women are insecure.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you're a secure, confident person, the last thing you do is put other people down because you feel really good about who you are. You wouldn't spend your time doing that.
Yeah.
So the haters are going to come when you're really special and shine your light. And she should feel so excited and proud about that. Try to work on creating some boundaries until you can get yourself off that team, because it doesn't sound like it's a good space for her. And it might even be bigger than that. It might be the company and company culture, which she may need to leave the company, and she can start taking steps today to boost her LinkedIn profile, update her imaging, put some recommendations up there, and start silently reaching out to see what other opportunities are available. But in any moment, you're either building your confidence or chipping away at it. So she's got to start owning her voice and standing up to these catty women.
Wow.
I love that. I have nothing else to say except that I try hard to not worry so much about what everyone is thinking about you and just like put your blinders on and do your life. It's hard. It's a challenge.
Well, and we know we live in this fake society. It's not real. So what you see out there is not real. Mm-hmm. And someone's working really hard to create this fake image.
Right.
Just think of someone else that you know that's doing the same thing and apply it to them.
Yeah. I love that.
It's true.
Okay. Question number two comes from Bare Minimum Wage. She says, I recently got hired for a job that I'm second guessing. The work itself is great, but my supervisor is the worst. She's super aggressive and sends micromanaging emails about things like being 3 minutes late clocking in.
Is this me?
She says, Kelty, in my defense, this was one time and the line in the bathroom was longer than I thought. A girl has the right to pee, which she does. I know I want to quit already because of her. Did I mention I'm only getting paid $11 an hour? She's not understanding of the fact that I'm a student and I need time for my studies, even though she said she did at the interview. I want to quit, but this is also my only source of income. School is ramping up now, and I'm having such a hard time balancing that job and school because I get home so late and I'm tired and have no energy for anything other than sleeping. I can barely feed myself right now. Should I wait, even though I'm feeling like I'm dying, so I can pay for groceries and textbooks? Or should I get the f- off of this job ASAP and keep looking for new jobs.
Get off that job. So there is something better out there for her. You cannot work for someone that treats you like crap. That's unacceptable, and it's going to boost her confidence. And opportunities arise when you get out and hustle and focus on them. She needs a better timeline, something that's going to work better for her schedule, where she's supported and people are helping her grow. She needs to first change the name that she's using, bare minimum wage. Hell no. Why don't you change it to aggressively successful and wealthy? Like, start seeing yourself the way that you want to be, and you will start creating it. But you got to take action and get the heck away from that lady.
Yeah.
I also say, like, if you're in a bad job that you're not enjoying, then go work at Starbucks.
Well, she's
like,
also young. You know what I mean? She's in school.
It's like, yeah, right. Like,
it's
go
not
do
a career. You're literally just needing
you're
money.
You're just needing money. So, like, go do
go work
those
an
jobs.
Easy job that's not demanding if you're just trying to pay your way through school.
Become
at this
a
point.
Virtual assistant. Wait tables at night. There are so many different things that you can do to hustle.
My friend, when she was putting herself through school, worked at the grocery stores as a shelf stalker. And, like, you go in at 3 a.m. to, like, 3 to 6 a.m. and you stock all the shelves. Well, you're just, like, listening to a podcast or listening to music. You don't have to talk to anyone. Like, you just go in and then, like, you're out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, like, that's the kind of stuff you have to do when you're hustling through school for textbooks
but
and stuff.
But then at least you don't have to deal with a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. And at least you can, like, just get through it and not,
want to. True.
Okay. I agree. Okay.
The last question comes
this
from.
This one is just fun.
Need a man. I do love how everybody has come up with their aliases names, because we've had some people that have given their names and then have gotten in trouble.
Yeah. Full names.
From boyfriends or managers or bosses or parents. Like, okay, so Need a Man says,
Heather Monahan, I know her. Oh my God, she's evil. She hates me at work.
Okay, she says, this is embarrassing. My live-in boyfriend who was on track to who I was on track to get engaged to broke up with me and moved out almost a year ago. It's been a hard, long slog trying to get through it as I am 30s, too.
30s is what we call our 30s.
Yeah.
We don't say, so like, 32,
you can be 31 or
39.
It
doesn't
matter. 30s.
I'm 30s.
Last Friday night, I was depressingly eating ice cream from the carton and watching old reruns of Glee on Netflix until I passed out. When I woke up, I realized I had a sex dream about Becca, which is weird.
You're welcome.
I hate you.
I was super weirded out and started becoming anxious I'm turning gay. I haven't really liked anyone since my ex-boyfriend, and I'm usually pretty horny and always checking out men. But now when I go on apps, none of the guys seem attracted to me anymore. Unfortunately, my ex was tall, dark, and handsome, and I haven't really seen anyone I like as much. I did think maybe it was because my subconscious from consuming too much Becca content in one day. I listened to your show on the reg, and frankly, now I'm not sure I want to. For the record, in the dream, she fingered me, and I didn't do anything to her, which I partially blame on her always talking about getting fingered. This is crazy. I'm a little worried because I don't know if I can like a guy again. To top it off, I'm into lumberjack dudes. So am I, girl. Side note, Becca, how is your husband a lumberjack and bought a house in L.A.? I date these guys and they're usually broke. Money was an issue in my last relationship, unfortunately. This is going all over the place. Anyway, I don't want to make Kelty edit this letter beyond comprehension, so I will sign off here, but any pointers would be much appreciated.
Oh my God. Holy shit. I hate you.
Oh my God.
Listen.
I don't hate you.
Have you ever
had
a sex dream about a girl?
No.
I have. Have you?
I haven't, but dreams are not indicative of what you think they are. That doesn't mean
you
that you want
processing shit
different
throughout
things.
The day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's not what it means.
And even if it does, okay.
I'm flattered. I'm very flattered.
Are you? What's your reaction, Becca?
I'm caught off guard. I wish I had read this before.
I was caught off guard. I read
to
the first
honest,
two
I
before.
Sure.
This is what I got.
I think sometimes after you get out of a bad breakup, or if you're still in love with the ex, you look around and you're not interested in anyone.
It's true.
Oh my God,
that's
everybody
true.
Disgusted me after my last breakup.
Yeah.
So it's like
back.
You need some time to get back into it. Obviously, she's like binge doing
Lady
Becca
Gang.
Things and Lady Gang and Glee or whatever. So that your brain is literally just processing what your subconscious is going through in the day in a dream. So,
and if you're watching Glee and then you have a sex dream about Becca, you're not actually having a sex dream about Becca. You're having one about Kitty Wilde. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So maybe you like cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm. It's like a cheerleader fantasy. Mm-hmm. No, I think that you will find love again. You will be attracted to someone again. Whoever that is, it's fine.
If it's a boy or girl.
And like it'll just be a light bulb thing of when, you know, like you'll meet your person, you'll be like, oh, I haven't found anyone I like since this breakup, and now, like, I can like you again. But it just means you're not ready, and you're not over the guy, and you're not in a good place to have a relationship.
But maybe focus on something different, because what I heard, there was a lot of focus on the looks piece, and maybe that's why things weren't working out for you, is because you were so focused on what someone looks like, and that's why, you
know,
guy wasn't the guy. So instead, let's try to focus on, you know, what are the traits that you want in a life partner, and what's, you know, what's meaningful to you, and you start focusing on that, you might find a much better relationship.
And going out of your comfort zone and dating somebody that isn't in your normal scheme of what you usually go for.
Yeah, it's so true. I don't think that if you had given me a lineup of like a couple dudes physically, I would have chosen Zach. You know, like there was so much more there, and I'm so glad that he persuaded me into going on a date with him.
He sold you.
He actually is like a crazy salesman. Like crazy. He blows my mind. But like he literally.
Quiet confidence.
He has the quiet
confidence.
He does. Yes. And he definitely like. I say all the time, I'm like, your best selling job was getting me to marry you. Because I had no interest. It was like a cold call. And he's like, you need me. I'm like, I don't need you. And suddenly I'm marrying
the guy. And now you got conned.
I got conned. But yeah, it's like I think that that's something that you have to sort of shake off from your 20s. Because, like, you should do that in your 20s. Have sex with who like...
All the hot guys.
The hottest guy in the world. And like, only care about that. And if he's stupid and broke, who cares? But, you know, you really have to, like, retrain yourself into giving people a chance that you wouldn't normally give a chance.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you're so focused on something like that, it clouds your vision for the things that do matter.
Completely.
Or maybe some red flags that you wouldn't see.
Right.
I've been in those shoes, like, a couple times. So it's, like, kind of clearing the fog in that sense makes you see people a lot more clearly for who they are.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Heather, so what's your availability to just follow us around and help us with our lives for like
can you help us?
Are
what
you
is your availability?
What's your son's babysitting schedule like? Because
where are you based?
We need help. Miami.
You are.
Ooh,
that's amazing. You're so wonderful. I'm so glad you came on the show.
I know.
Thank you for having me.
Confidence Creator is the book. Pick it up online. It's available everywhere.
On Amazon, I've got Kindle, Audible, hardcover, and paperback. It's a must-have.
And where can people follow you for their daily dose?
At Heather Monahan on all social feeds, and my website is heathermonahan.com.
And we will today link on our socials, link to the book, and we'll link Heather's socials. So if you're interested in following her and getting some confidence in your life,
we all need it.
Oh my God.
We all need it. You can do that through the Lady Gang as well. So thank you for being here. We love you. I feel confident already.
Oh my God. You're the best.
It's feel like, so inspired?
Yeah. It's really inspiring. And you're like such a good speaker. And it really connects with people in like a very normal way where it's not like we're trying to like reach so hard to try to attain something. So I think that our girls will love it.
Yay.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Okay. So, well, we will
see you next Tuesday.
Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.